We are in Simen Tov Kuf Pei Tes, and we're up to Siv Zayin. We'll be doing Zayin through Tes. Hamuder Anam Echavero Mutul Itkol Otkiya Shal Mitzvah. If someone took a neder prohibiting any benefit from another person, that other person could still blow shofar for him because mitzvos lav lahenes nitnu. Physical benefit does not include being yotza a mitzvah. So it was not included in his neder. The davke shu tokeh me'elov lo tzio. That's only if he blew on his own to be motzi him. Avalem omer lo hamudur tekavo tzieni asa. But if the person that wants him to blow for him asked him to do so, and then he did it, that would be asur, because the fact that he listened to him, the fact that he followed his request, that is a physical hana, that is considered a benefit. Hagah says the Ramah, v'mamar konim tkiyosav alai b'chol inyan asur, and if he made a neder prohibiting all blowings on him, then that would include the tkiyah shofar of Rosh Hashanah, and that would be asur. That is not an isur hana, that is simply an isur of hearing the other person's tkiyah. Sifches, hanis asik b'tkiyah shofar l'islamed lo yotzi yedei chavosal. If someone had no intentions of blowing for the sake of the mitzvah, he's just trying out the shofar. He wants to see if he can blow it, or he's trying to learn to blow. He is not yotza. V'chein ha-shomea min ha-misasik lo yotza. So if someone listens to him blowing, that person's also not yotza. V'chein ha-tokeh l'shorer. Someone blows just for the sake of making the music. V'lo niskava l'tkiyas mitzvah. Had no kavana for the tkiyah of a mitzvah lo yotza. Alachas, he is not yotza. Niskavin shomei alot seisidei chavasov alo niskavin ha-tokeh lo-tzio. Oshin niskavin ha-tokeh lo-tzio v'lo niskavin ha-shomei alot seis lo yotzi yedei chavasov. If either the one who's blowing or the one who's listening did not have kavana to be yotza, the halach is he's not yotza, achi is kavan, shomea, umashmia. We have to have the kavana of the one that is blowing as well as the one that is listening. Now, what if someone has dual kavana? He has kavana both for the sake of enjoying the music as well as for the sake of the mitzvah, the halach is it is yotza. Also, with regard to the listener, if the person comes to shul, say someone comes to shul to hear the tkiyah shofar, and he just never thought about it. He just listened. The halacha is his yotza, because that's what he came to shul for. So his being there, his presence, is in itself a declaration. I came to hear shofar, to hear tkiyah shofar. Siftes. Misha tokav v'niskaven lohutzi kol ha-shamea tkiyoso. What happens if someone blows, and he does not have kavana for a specific listener? He has kavana to motzi, to be motzi anyone that hears him. So the halach is v'shama ha-shomea v'niskamen lotzeis. Someone heard and had kavana to be yotzei. So yotze, the halach is afal pishen ha-tokem niskamen l'ploni zeshe shamat kiyoso. V'ni yodo yotze. Even if he doesn't know you're listening, the halach is that you're yotze. If that was his kavana, that's good enough. Sharing niskamen lotzei l'chol mishi yishmeno, because his general kavana was to be motzi anyone that hears him. L'fikok, mishi yamahalach baderech o yoshe b'sog beiso. Someone was walking on the road or sitting at home. V'shamat kiyas mishatz, and he hears the bal tokeya in shul blowing. Yotze im niskaven lotzeis. He is yotze. Sharei shatz mechavim lahotzi esarami dechavasam. Generally speaking, we say that there's a stoma that the shatz, the bal tokeya in shul, has kavana for anyone, whether he be inside the shul or outside the shul. Whereas the Mishnah Berurah says, what if someone is blowing for a specific person who's ill in his house, and the next door neighbor hears it? If he doesn't know that you're there, the halachi is that you're not yotza, because we don't say that he's blowing almanas to be motzi anyone that hears him. There's a Yerushalmi that if you were walking and you stopped in order to listen, the stomi is that you're listening for the sake of being yotza. In this case that the Mechaber talks about where you're on the road, the Mishnah Berurah reminds us that the Tazis Shita is that if you're far away, then what you hear is considered a kol havarit, it is very weak. So you have to be careful, like if you're at home and you're hearing the tkiyah shofar from shul, it may be that since you're so far away, it's considered a kol havara. It's not a strong enough kol to be yotza with. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that someone who is blind, Rachmana Litzlan, is chayv in tkiyah shofar, and he can be the tokeya in shul as well. and it is wrong to take an experienced Baal Tokeah, the person who's a Tokeah every year, only because he went blind, it is wrong to go and make him lose his chazakah. You're supposed to keep him there.